Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the entire specification, global atmospheric circulation. Now, I know that might sound a bit intimidating, but trust me, by the end of this episode, you're going to feel genuinely confident about it. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. So, first things first. Why does the atmosphere circulate at all? The answer comes down to one simple idea. The Earth is heated unevenly. The equator receives direct, intense solar radiation. The sun's rays hit at a high angle, concentrating energy into a small area. But at the poles, those same rays arrive at a very low angle, spreading their energy over a much larger surface. The result? The equator is dramatically warmer than the poles. And nature, as always, tries to even things out. The atmosphere acts like a giant heat redistribution system, moving warm air from the equator towards the poles and cold air back again. Without this system, the equator would be around 14 degrees Celsius hotter and the poles would be around 25 degrees colder. Life as we know it simply wouldn't exist. Now let's talk about the three circulation cells. And this is the core of what examiners want you to know. There are three cells in each hemisphere, making six in total. Let's work through them from the equator outwards. First, the Hadley cell. This is the most powerful and well understood of the three. At the equator, intense solar heating causes air to warm up, expand, and rise. As it rises, it cools and loses moisture, which is why we get tropical rainforests near the equator with their heavy rainfall. This rising air creates a zone of low pressure at the surface called the Intertropical Convergence Zone, or ITCZ. The warm air then travels poleward at high altitude until it reaches approximately 30 degrees north and south. Here, the air has cooled enough to sink back down to the surface. Sinking air creates high pressure, and high pressure means dry, cloudless conditions. This is exactly why the world's great hot deserts, the Sahara, the Arabian Desert, the Australian Outback, are all found at around 30 degrees latitude. The surface air then flows back towards the equator as the trade winds, completing the Hadley cell loop. Second, the Ferrel cell. This sits between 30 and 60 degrees latitude. Unlike the Hadley cell, which is driven directly by solar heating, the Ferrel cell is an indirect cell. It's essentially dragged along by the Hadley and polar cells on either side of it. Surface air flows poleward from the subtropical high at 30 degrees, and as it travels, it's deflected by the Coriolis effect, the rotation of the Earth, to create the westerly winds. These are the prevailing winds that affect the UK and much of Western Europe. The air rises at around 60 degrees, creating low pressure and bringing the unsettled rainy weather that we know so well in Britain. Third, the polar cell. Cold, dense air sinks at the poles, creating high pressure. This cold air flows equatorward along the surface as the polar easterlies. When it meets the warmer air from the Ferrel cell at around 60 degrees, it rises, and the cycle continues. So to summarise the three cells, Hadley cell between 0 and 30 degrees, Ferrel cell between 30 and 60 degrees, polar cell between 60 and 90 degrees. A great memory hook for this is the phrase hot fudge pudding, H for Hadley, F for Ferrel, P for polar, working outward from the equator to the poles.
Now, let's move on to ocean currents, which work alongside atmospheric circulation to redistribute heat energy. The oceans cover over 70% of the Earth's surface, and they're incredibly efficient at storing and moving heat. There are two types of ocean current you need to know about. Surface currents are driven by the wind, specifically by the trade winds and westerlies we just discussed. Warm water near the equator is pushed poleward, carrying heat energy with it. The Gulf Stream is the classic example here. It carries warm tropical water from the Gulf of Mexico northward along the eastern coast of the United States, and then across the Atlantic as the North Atlantic Drift. This current is responsible for keeping the UK and Western Europe significantly warmer than other places at the same latitude. Compare London's mild winters to the bitterly cold winters of Labrador in Canada, which sits at a similar latitude but is bathed by the cold Labrador current instead. Deep water currents, sometimes called thermohaline circulation, work differently. Thermo means heat, and haline means salt. So thermohaline circulation is driven by differences in temperature and salinity. When warm surface water reaches high latitudes, it cools down. Cold water is denser than warm water. It also becomes saltier as sea ice forms, because salt is left behind when water freezes. This cold, dense, salty water sinks to the ocean floor and flows back towards the equator as a deep water current. This creates what scientists call the global conveyor belt, a continuous loop of water circulating through all the world's oceans, taking around 1,000 years to complete a full circuit. Together, atmospheric circulation and ocean currents transfer roughly half of the total heat energy that moves from the equator to the poles. They are the reason our planet has the climate patterns it does, from tropical rainforests to hot deserts, from temperate grasslands to polar ice caps. Right, let's shift into exam tips mode, because this is where I can really help you pick up marks. Tip 1. Always use the correct geographical terminology. Examiners are looking for words like intertropical convergence zone, thermohaline circulation, Coriolis effect, and subtropical high pressure. Using these terms precisely will push your answer into the higher levels of the mark scheme. Tip 2. When you're asked to explain something, you must show the process. Not just describe what happens, but explain why it happens. For example, don't just say, warm air rises at the equator. Say, warm air rises at the equator because intense solar heating causes air molecules to gain energy, expand, and become less dense than the surrounding air, so they rise by convection. That's the kind of causal chain that earns marks at level 3 and above. Tip 3. For longer questions worth 6 marks or more, always include a named example. The Gulf Stream and North Atlantic Drift are perfect for ocean currents. The Sahara Desert is perfect for explaining why subtropical high pressure creates arid conditions. Named examples with specific detail are what separate a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer. Common mistake alert. Many candidates confuse the direction of surface winds. Remember, winds blow from high pressure to low pressure. Trade winds blow from the subtropical high at 30 degrees towards the equatorial low. Westerlies blow from the subtropical high at 60 degrees towards the subpolar low. Get the direction right. It's a common source of lost marks. Now for our quickfire recall quiz. Question 1. What is the name of the low pressure zone at the equator where the trade winds converge? The answer is the Intertropical Convergence Zone, or ITCZ. Question 2. At approximately what latitude do the world's hot deserts form, and why? Hot deserts form at around 30 degrees north and south, because this is where the Hadley cell causes dry air to sink, creating subtropical high pressure and arid conditions. Question 3. Name the ocean current that keeps the UK warmer than its latitude would suggest. The North Atlantic Drift, which is an extension of the Gulf Stream. Question 4. What does thermohaline mean? Thermo means heat, haline means salt. So thermohaline circulation is driven by differences in temperature and salinity. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. The atmosphere circulates because the Earth is heated unevenly. This drives 3 circulation cells in each hemisphere. The Hadley cell from 0 to 30 degrees, the Ferrel cell from 30 to 60 degrees, and the polar cell from 60 to 90 degrees. Ocean currents, both surface currents driven by wind and deep thermohaline currents driven by density differences, work alongside atmospheric circulation to redistribute heat energy from the equator towards the poles. Remember the mnemonic hot fudge pudding for the 3 cells, and always include named examples like the Gulf Stream and the Sahara Desert in your exam answers. Use precise geographical vocabulary, explain the process, not just the outcome, and make a judgment in evaluation questions. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.